Change in plans. Ariana's got Christmas, so in my bag, right there in my seat, there's the fourth one. Right here. Someplace. Okay, Brandy's gonna read the other ones, and then you read the Christmas, okay? Since we didn't have last night, so kind of messed up.
As we relight each of these candles on the Advent wreath, we remember the promise that God would send light into the world, the good home of Mary and Joseph, and the hope and love that Jesus brought to the world. Matthew 2:1-5. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born the king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem. Gathering the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet Micah." No wonder Herod was worried. These wise men had studied the stars and knew many things. Herod did not want the people to have any ruler except for him. Matthew 2:7-12. Then Herod secretly called the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. And after you have found him, report to me so that I too may come to worship him." After hearing the king, they went their way, and the star which they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell to the ground and worshipped him, opening their treasures of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. Now the fourth candle is lit to remind us that rich and important men also came to worship the Christ child. They, as well as common shepherds earlier, bowed down, this time to give him gifts, somehow knowing that one day he would be the greatest king of the world. When we plan and prepare gifts for those we love, when friends remember us in unexpected ways, or when we remember the lonely and friendless, help us to remember thy gift to us, our Savior, our King.
All of our worship this Advent season has led up to this special time of celebrating the birth of Jesus. Pretend it's working.
I guess we need a new candle.
It's all right. It's okay. All right. I lit this candle. We can all pretend. But his birth was only the beginning of the life of Jesus. Physically and spiritually, he grew to be a man who liked to talk to children, who taught in parables to those who wanted to hear, who healed the sick, who fed the hungry, comforted the sad, befriended the friendless, and showed that his Father was a loving God. Because of his life, he shows us that every time we help others, we are helping him. Each time we bring love and goodwill to those around us, we are helping God's promise to continue. The fifth candle is tall and new and on, symbolizing the light of the world who gave his all for all who accept it. Share Christ this Christmas. He was born to give his life for you.